In this practice, our intention is to strengthen the giving and receiving of loving kindness. We increase our capacity to receive it from God, and then also to give loving kindness to ourselves and others. Giving and receiving of loving kindness may bring up warm, loving feelings, or you may feel nothing, or it may even bring up difficult feelings like resistance or grief. So just bringing loving kindness to whatever comes up as best you can, and knowing that we can rely on Jesus Christ for any and all that we lack. We begin by grounding in the body to find a sensation of feeling supported or held. Perhaps your seat, supported in the chair, or your feet being held by the earth, or the sensations of the hands resting in kindness in your lap. Exploring what it feels like in the body to be supported and held. And finding gentleness in returning to this specific anchor of sensation when thoughts wander later in the practice. And bringing a half smile to the mouth and eyes, inviting a feeling of friendliness, of loving presence. And now bringing to mind the compassionate figure of Jesus Christ, recognizing that his desire is to console you in your afflictions and that you might have joy. Imagining being in his presence, and notice any thoughts or feelings that come up for you. God's love is there for you whether or not you feel you deserve love. It is simply always there. There is nothing you need to do or not do in order to gain his loving kindness. So letting go of any concerns of unworthiness or needing to earn his love. And also letting go of fear that he may want something from you. His intention here and now is your fullness of joy and compassion for your weakness. Picture him close by you, offering support. Allowing yourself to rest in his presence. His kindness in accepting you just as you are. Imagine him expressing loving kindness by saying things to you like, "May you be happy and joyful." May you be safe and protected. May you dwell in my peace, or other phrases that resonate with you. Repeating them in your mind and opening your heart to receive his loving intentions. Taking time to connect to the feeling in between the phrases. May you be happy and joyful. May you be safe and protected. May you dwell in my peace. connecting to that rich tenderness. And soaking in the safety and meekness that radiates from his countenance. From Psalms, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, who forgives all my iniquities, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And from this desire to bless the Lord, now saying to him, in your way and in your own time, I love you. Notice what happens. We love him because he first loved us. Now expanding to direct the same loving kindness he offers toward yourself, saying, may I be happy and joyful. May I be safe and protected. May I dwell in peace. Breathing it in, just opening to your wishes for well-being. May I be happy and joyful. May I be safe and protected. May I dwell in peace. Now imagine in your mind's eye a precious loved one, someone it's easy to send wishes of well-being to, bringing tender awareness to the connection between the two of you. Picture their face, looking in their eyes, saying their name, may you be happy and joyful. May you be safe and protected. May you dwell in peace. Just intentionally sending out a quality of boundless care, bathed in tenderness. May you be happy and joyful. May you be safe and protected. May you be filled with peace. Opening your heart wide to imagine a neutral person, someone you see here and there but don't know well. Perhaps a neighbor or a store worker. Gazing into their face and saying, may you be happy and joyful. May you be safe and protected. May you dwell in peace. You may not feel the same level of care as you did before, and that's okay. We're deepening our intention to send loving kindness in broader and broader circles. May you be happy and joyful. May you be safe and protected. May you live with ease and peace. expanding further to someone with whom you've had a mild misunderstanding, not the hardest relationship in your life, just someone who engenders feeling a level of challenge, but not overwhelm. And only if you're okay with this. Perhaps refreshing your slight smile, offering friendliness even to resistance that may arise. And saying to this difficult person, may you find peace. Recognizing that if they actually did, likely they would be easier to be around. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected. Acknowledging that they are like you in their desire to be happy, safe, and peaceful, and wishing them well does not condone their behavior. It puts us more in tune with our truest nature, our desire, our longing to be loving and to be loved. Saying to them, may you be happy. May you be safe. May you find peace. And if this is difficult, recall Jesus Christ offering compassion in your weakness and that he knows this is hard right now. Jesus' loving kindness will compensate you for any unfairness you've experienced. And just the intention you have to share well wishes to a difficult person helps you access the infinite reservoir of his loving presence. Now widening your loving awareness in all directions to all beings, encircling everyone, including yourself, sending out your heart in care and tenderness. May we all be happy and joyful. May we be safe and protected. May we live in peace. May we receive the loving presence and kindness of Jesus Christ, holding us all in belonging. May we know his loving presence and compassion as our truest nature. And as this loving kindness practice comes to an end, taking a moment to appreciate its potential over time to increase your sense of connected belonging. And now feeling again sensations of your body being held and supported right here. And when you're ready, opening your eyes, gazing with compassionate kindness on the world around you. May you dwell in my peace, or other phrases that resonate with you, repeating them in your mind. And opening your heart to receive his loving intentions.